Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for just about everybody who will tune in, everybody who will let themselves be heard, understood. Well, the thing is, you're listening to I'm Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line, there's supposed to be Comedian Organic OK. Anyway, the name of the show is Comedian Organic OK. That's right, this is his show. But it's not just a show all about him, good people. No, this is a show about what he's doing. He's been going around, basically, trying to help the community in every possible...
This is the thing, because I want you to understand this part.
Go ahead.
Because there's been a lot of people helping the community, bro. And I think once we start getting ahead of ourselves, we chew off more than we can chew, you know what I mean? And so when you start doing that, people start getting annoyed, really. People get annoyed because they know they have experienced a lot of resources, and people look at it like we're a government service where they can get some loans, get some finances. That's not what we are in a sense, you know what I mean? We're not a place where we're giving you government money, government grants we're getting, and resources that can help you buy a house. That's not what we're based around, right?
Well, no, but there's a whole charity event of helping. You know, you've said yourself, not enough people are helping the community. There's a lot of people of them who are, but not enough. I mean, it works basically. We're all helping. Everyone's rolling up their sleeves and ready to get their hands dirty. And that's what we're trying to help do here. Like, when is that going to happen?
Yeah, I appreciate your help. And I appreciate what you're allowing the people to hear from you.
And I appreciate yours. Thank you.
Now, the community out there, like I say, thank you to my co-host, a comedian Talk Dude, for taking the time to actually give you his point of view at this evening time. My name is Comedian Organic OK, and I'd like to say to those out there, thank you for investing into carrying my message and actually moving these things along. You like to say anything else? Talk Dude.
Organic, okay. We encourage everyone to live life a little bit more organically. I'm not just talking about eating healthy, but, you know, living by it, going through it, you know. There are a lot of poisons that we're ingesting in a weird way every single day. We don't even realize it. Our bodies get used to it in a lot of ways. We grow accustomed. We do this to ourselves. And you know something? It can be stopped. It can be counterbalanced. It really can be. One of the first steps, identify what you do that is sort of self-destructive behavior. Cut that out. Then identify what you're doing, what is just destructive in general. What are you doing that's hurting others? Cutting that out. See, once again, this is not something that happens overnight. It is not a particular system where, you know, people just identify a problem and there. None of that. It is an ordeal. It is a journey. That's what it's supposed to be. And although that's what the show is about, we're trying to basically get you and whatever. We're trying to do all that. But it is a journey. I'm on it myself. You know, one of the reasons that basically I'm not just basically the co-host of this show, I'm also a client. I'm trying to live a lot healthier. Once again, I mean, you know, in this heat, you know, a lot more people are drinking water. A lot more people are living better. It's a fact. A lot more people are basically starting to understand. I'm glad that basically things are taking hold, enough people are helping, but still, once again, not enough. How do you motivate those unmotivated? How do you get those out there who basically aren't doing basically right by themselves, their community? How do you let a spark on them? How do you get them to change, realize that they need to turn it all around? There are some people that have a processed junk food. They can't afford to eat healthy. For them, it's all about survival. And in a way, it's not even just survival.
It's also about, it's all about, they get accustomed to eating wrong. They're used to the processed junk food. They're used to the chemicals. They're used to all of it. I know I've said this before, but I'm saying it again. Is there a way you can straighten yourself out, turn it around? Is there a way? I think the first step is hearing the message on this show, don't you? Yeah, definitely. And just deciding that honestly, you can be better. You can fight. You can turn it all around. Honestly. Now, here's the thing. Ask yourself what you need. Ask yourself what's missing. Was there basically, now, me personally, I was doing the wrong things for a long time. I did them. I'm not kidding. I actually basically was one of those kids who basically, I shunned basically healthy food. I ate junk. I know every kid kind of sort of does, but I mean, I really did. I mean, the only foods that I would eat that were good for me was basically maybe meat. I ate a lot of meat. I was a sucker for meat. I was a total carnivore, you know, honestly. Food had to walk for me at some point. And I got a lot of health issues because of it. I mean, I did what was wrong. I was the kind of person who basically wanted to make a point not to litter, but I didn't really have that need to basically see a piece of trash, pick it up, and throw it away. And I think everybody in a way should do that. They're afraid to touch garbage, whatever. And you know, some of you might complain about those guys who basically pick up one piece of litter, whatever, and they pat themselves on the back and a good smile. But, you know, that's okay. It's okay for them to be kind of full themselves because, really, honestly, that's needed. You know, you should feel good about yourself when you pick something up, when you do something. You should feel good about yourself when you've contributed to the community, to the world. We're still in a bad way, aren't we? It's what all the professionals tell you. Everybody's got to get involved. Everybody has to get in there and do something. Some people are too busy, but also there are those that are just too angry. They resent being born. They've lived a hard life. They've had nothing. They've been the victim of circumstance, and they don't want to do anything to contribute back to the world. Why give back to a system that has not? They figure, I don't want this world to keep on going and spinning. It's true. This planet will be one big smoking ball of gas at some point. Good. I don't want to live too long. The world did not do right by me. The world didn't. And you know what? That is a very common mindset. It's one of the reasons people don't help. They just don't want to. The fact they're not going to be rewarded. And they feel like there's nobody there for them.
Hello, everybody. I saved y'all. I'm saving everyone. Come on, let's run away from this guy. Come on, everyone. It went for this job. Let's leave.
Come on.
Oh, don't do him this way. Don't do him this way, man. Don't do them this way, man. He's slaughtering everyone here. Is that right?
Sorry. No, but this is a real something or other. This is a real condition. It's one of the reasons that there aren't people out there helping.
There's so many people that are not in their problems as you think they are. And the people that you're trying to motivate, their need, look at this, this is the thing. It's something that people do well. It's something that people don't recognize what they're doing unwell. And it's so important as we understand these things. And I just talk people to death, right?
Yeah, all right.
Come on, man. Get to a message. Execute that. And happiness is the key. Happiness, positivity, uplifting people out of this. Don't bore them to death.
Look, I know it's a little bit depressing, but it's a real thing. And also you said don't talk to them to death. Dude, we're supposed to talk. It's radio. It's not television. We're not going to do a lot of antics or whatever.
New York City people at home see radio stations and static. They don't know what's worse, the radio station they're listening to behind the static or what? You know what's about that? You're listening to something that you hear that you like and the static is distracting you. You hear some things that you wish it had static because you didn't want to hear it.
Mm. Sometimes I've enjoyed listening to static. It's like white noise. It's peaceful.
Okay, whatever you say, man. It's not everybody.
Okay, fine. Do people even listen to real terrestrial radio anymore?
Man, stop saying that boring-ass conversation, man. Come on, man. We're not old. Come on now, man.
All right, fine.
Saying that old boring conversation. We're supposed to be saying coming to life for the people. Showing people that we see you. We understand what's going on. Don't leave us in the greater moments. We're the greater solution. Don't leave us in the greater moments without the greater solution. Come on now, man. The seed, the desire. Without leaving with these people that know they ain't for us, man. You know, it's like people, your relatives that don't really, they're not really for you. And they're always the one volunteering. What I'm saying to people is, stop talking to people to death when somebody truly wants to talk, relate to the people. You're distracting that, man. That's what society does. Society distracts you from things that you truly relate to. And then they try to undermine it like they don't get it. Come on, everyone. I know I have to go back to my co-host. Yeah, I have to go to my call. Let's give him a few words to speak. Come on now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, all right. Listen, I like the fact that people are basically getting – that more people are basically doing something about the problem. I mean, one great thing is that when a problem gets bad enough, people are going to get in there and finally
right,
do something
stop.
About
we're
it.
We're done. We're done with this approach. You're not killing a dead horse. You're killing all the horses. So, we're just stuck with a heavy load. Everyone, we appreciate you for tuning into our program today. My name is comedian Organic OK, and the co-host over there, his name is Organic Talk Dude.
Organic.
And he's talking like he's at a seminar. We're not at a seminar at this particular point in time. Normally, on this particular day, it is a community platform where we actually interview other businesses and talk to them about projects and things that they actually want to complement in the community that they stay in and go on to another city. That's what we do. Now, this particular subject matter is not what we face this around at all. Trouble moments that we are facing by hearing this conversation right now, because I know you want to be uplifted. But, no, that's considerate. That's not meant to waste your time with people that just, you know, trying to, you know, comprehend the undermining aspect of what you're saying when it's really helping people. Let's be clear about that, everyone. Today is Friday. Friday.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, and that's when the Organic OK show is on. Yes, it's Friday. It's Friday. It's June
18th, 2021. Yeah, so... is there anything you truly want to tell the people that's not going to lock their thoughts out of their own understanding? Because this stuff right here.
I want to tell you all, basically, that we love you. That we're all in the same boat. We're all part of the same something. We're all part of it.
Don't know too many lovely moments where people truly are ingesting this for the moment that's not, you know, acid reflex of love that's haven't been properly managed, maintained, and cared for. Those days and hours that you're truly feeling this moment, it is. You are listening to the show. It's called Comedian Organic OK. It's going to be the same name as me. Today is the 18th of June, and we're at 7:15.
Yes, it's 7:15 here on the program, Comedian Organic OK. Please get involved with us. Let us know what's going on with you. Let us know how you're rocking in the free world. Let us know. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
All right, Pop Dude. Is there any other topic you want to discuss that's not going to allow the people to feel like they got some kind of night quilt or sleeping component where they're sleepy? Anything?
You know, you're not very thrilling and engaging yourself. I mean, all you're doing is heckling and personally.
Oh, that's a good job, man. Guess what, everybody?
No.
We're getting to the point of next week. This guy, we're going to have some happy news next week. Oh, it's so good. I'm glad he brought that up. Someone on your program will try to talk to you with an entitled position. And, yes, everyone is going to be different next week. So happy. I see happy moments. No cloudy jury, but happy moments.
Yeah, happy moments. Okay, let's talk about some happy things, okay?
I will step away and go to sleep while this guy talks.
Oh. I like the fact that the melting pot is melting a little bit more. I mean, isn't it? Doesn't it seem like everything's kind of melting together? It's more melting like it should. Isn't that a good thing? And technology has gotten advanced to the point that we're all sort of connected together.
What does it have to do with the show? Is this some kind of new electronic on the market now? Yeah, sure. Yes, new electronic on the market now. Sure. Let's get to it. Yes, let's get to it. Everyone, just get to it. I know. It's chronic, some kind of chronic conversation illness. I got it. Yes, we signed up for this. Hot day, and these words are like some burnt popcorn to watch in a movie. Not only when you eat the burnt popcorn, it smells bad. This is one of these days. But guess what? It's one of these ending days that are changing for the better. Yeah, it's these days, these community people, this is what we're going to have. I got a new platform that's being put together. It was about a week or two, maybe 3 weeks. We finally have these things. I mean, I'm not even going to talk about it like that. You'll see these things out there. The website is called ComedyOrganicOK.com. And, yes, that will be a site you can actually go and see and check it out. And it'll be offering different components.
One second.
So, yeah, we're going to have components. We're going to have components. What people are going to be like, I want to do this. I want to do that. It's going to be available for your business and advertising and things of that nature. But guess what? Yes, we're not wasting any time for those that want to waste more time and waste all right enough people's time. We don't got that time to waste. You know, we can't get that time back once we lose it. So for those out there who have been doing that and have not been considerate of Comedian Organic's time and just wasting my time, wasting time before mine, and wasting time behind my time, this is unavailable. My time is unavailable to waste. Yes, it's unavailable. My time would be not available to waste. You're going to have to schedule a time to actually be accommodated for what you need from me if that's available for me at that moment. But, yeah, that's the thing. My scheduling is going to be very hectic. We'll have a very hectic schedule starting within the next 2 or 3 weeks. My schedule is going to change, and a lot of, you know, you know, time is going to be, you know, obligated for me to complete these tasks. I'm not available, and that's what it is. And, you know, that is what it's going to be. My name is Camino Organo. Okay, I'm going to step off for a moment, and I'm going to leave you with the domestic verbal abuse conversation from Talk Dude. Hopefully nobody will call abuse or listen to him attack you.
Okay, okay. Now, good people, please call in. Let us know what is going on with you. Now, this guy, Organic OK, has been going around there, and he's been basically picking up garbage around or whatever. He's been trying to basically help put things together. He's been trying to basically make our system work better because, let's face it, it's been kind of faulty for a while. I mean, if you look around, you look at all the garbage that's basically being tossed every which way and the attitude and the mentality. There are people who basically get scared when they see somebody not from the neighborhood, not, you know, whatever. And this sort of mentality, it needs to change. We all kind of need to be sort of in the same boat. We need to basically keep in mind we're all one and the same. We're all together. We're all in this. It is a real thing. Now, honestly, picking up garbage is nice, but it doesn't basically solve all the problems. Because really, honestly, we all need to be one big kind of functioning machine working for the greater good. That needs to basically sort of happen. That needs to sort of be. The question is, how do we start? Well, take a little action a little bit each day. I mean, tell me something. You ever basically gone in your community and just thrown a piece of trash on the street and not even thinking about picking it up? Have you basically see a lot, there are a lot of, like, stray kids who are just running around on the streets, not part of an after-school program, not being watched, being whatever, and being led properly? A program like that needs to get started. Something needs to be done. It is an absolute. Now, Organic is doing something. He's doing something.
Yeah. I will send my final words because, I mean, Sleepy by the Deadly voice of Talk speaking to me. And I cannot handle any more of this. I'm sleepy. And this is one of the things where we are pitting together programs, shows, and the thing is people that have had opportunities to actually be on the platform, they was serial habitual liars. And the thing is that those things are not available. Now, we're changing the platform. I'm not having it available for people. People have to go through a process to be on the show, and that's what's going to be in your process. And those are the people that are going to be on the show, the process. And once that process is completed, then they will be on the show. That's what we do. That's what I'm doing. I got a process to put out there, and I will go about these things, you know, going around, doing the stand-up comedy, doing the motivational speaking, doing the cleanup engagement. You want to see really good tasks that are going to be put out there, and that's really what I'm focusing on. I'm focusing on cleaning the community up, doing stand-up comedy, doing motivational speaking, and doing podcasting programs, then doing audio albums. That's part of what I'll be doing. And those aspects of being things to repent out there, then once people decide, you know, to be on this platform, it's not going to be available to them the same way. And that's the thing. And one, this comedian, Organic OK, And the co-host is Tugu Organic, Tugu. And I will be stepping off the phone, everyone. But I say, everyone, take care. And appreciate your time that you have and the actual companies that have invested into you that you and I recognize. Everyone, good night. I'm turning over this rotation of this process, and I'll be done for the night. Take care, everyone. Talk to you. All right. Talk to you later.
All right, all right, all right. Now, good people, I want to say something. I know we're living in dangerous times. I mean, you know, the COVID out there, and the prejudices that have basically been playing a lot of this street. It's been happening. There is. It's like we're getting better, but we're getting worse too. How do we just get better? I mean, to be fair, a lot of times that's what happens. Life, things get better and they get worse. Some things get better, some things get worse. I guess that's life, isn't it? Now, the natural order, what we all need. Well, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Now, look, let's start with the COVID. Everybody should get this shot so that this next black plague, this Ebola virus, dies out. Secondly, we've got to stop with the prejudice stuff. We've got to stop stepping to each other like a cowboy looking for a showdown. We have got to stop, honestly, starting fights, attacking each other. It all has to stop. I mean, we're at a stage in life where it just doesn't work. It just isn't so. It just shouldn't be. It has to end. It has to end. It needs to happen. We sit back and ask how. We have to renounce it. Now, me personally, I give into this program. I practice a little bit of self-improvement every day. You know, try to be prepared. The first thing is, once you're doing well yourself, then you can afford to be generous and help out the rest of the world. Then you can. It can happen. It's a thing. Me, I'm trying to get better. One of the first steps, identify your problems. Identify what they are. You got to identify what you've got. You got to identify the glitches that you have in your life so that one by one you can basically cure them. You can rectify them. Then you best start to identify the cure. I want to thank you all for listening to Comedian Organic OK. All right, thank you for listening. Thank you. Thank you for getting involved in yourself. Thank you. You can pick up all our shows off the web, off Blog Talk Radio. You can do it all. All right. Okay. Honestly. Now, thank you for tuning in. Thank you. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you, and good night.